As we know, when we say the Shema, we say Shema Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. When we say these words, we cover our eyes with our right hand, and then we whisper, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed be his glorious name forever and ever. These are the words we say as a response to the six words of the Shema. They don't, in fact, appear in the Bible, where the Shema itself appears. And traditionally, they were said by our father Yaakov. In the Zohar, we learn that these words are vessels for specific lights. These vessels are the very subtle vessels which are termed Sfirot. These are the most subtle and delicate vessels which bring through the light of God. The six words of the Shema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, relate to the Sfirot, the lights of the world above us, the Zerampin, which is the higher world from which we get the light in this world, the light being God's goodness. When we say the words of the Shema, we invoke the energies of unconditional love. We affirm the belief that God, in his essence of compassion, in the name of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, is exactly the same as Elohim, the name of God, which denotes borders and judgment, and that he is good and loving to us all, unconditionally. This verse is the essence of the belief in the one God, that there is one God, and not only that, that all his actions are one, and that all that he does and all that happens has an underlying unity, even though we may have difficulty seeing it. If we open the prayer book, you may notice that the last letter of the Shema is written large, the letter Dalad of the word Echad. Traditionally, when we recite the Shema, we make that Dalad sound for the length of all six words, like this, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. In the Kabbalah, there is a reason for this, and that is that the Dalad has the potential of the absence of perceived goodness. This implies that a space is created for us with which to love God unconditionally, the way he loves us. This is called accepting the kingdom of heaven. Still, one can say that because the first six of the words of the Shema belong to the higher world of Yetzirah, this is still only a potential for loving God unconditionally. In other words, it makes a space for what we would call suffering or judgment to happen. And it's really only in those times when difficult things happen to us, things that we'd really rather not happen, that we really know whether our love for God is conditional on the good things or not. When we bring this love of God into this world, that is, at the actual materialization of the bad times which we all go through in our lives, And we nevertheless still say, Blessed be his glorious name for ever and ever, Baruch Shem Kvod Machuto Leolam Ve'ed, we create a change in the cosmic universe. What started as a potential for growth in the Shema becomes an actual manifestation of growth and fruitfulness. These are the words of the Zohar. The scripture states, Let the earth bring forth grass. This is the inner meaning of the lower unity. That is, blessed be his glorious name for ever and ever. Because now, the power of the words of the scripture, Let the waters be gathered to one place, in Genesis chapter 1, which refer to the upper unity of the first six words of the Shema, is revealed. The explanation of these words of the Zohar is given by the Baal HaSulam, Rabbi Yehuda Lev Ashlag. He writes as follows. Explanation. Because all the power that the Sfira Malchut of Ze'er Anpin received in the higher unity when she was included therein in the inner meaning of the words and let the dry land be seen is brought out now when she goes down from that level and comes to her own level which is below the level of Ze'er Anpin in the inner meaning of the lower unity. So that what was a dry land now becomes a land which produces fruit and produce. When the Malchut was included in the higher unity, in the six words of the Shema, in the inner meaning of let the land appear, because the Dalet of the Shema refers to the dry land appearing, then it was desolate and dry, and not fitting to give light for the settlement of the world. But this is not the case in the inner meaning of the lower unity, in which the earth brings forth fruits and produce, as is fitting for the inhabitants of the world, in the inner meaning of let the earth bring forth grass, herbs sowing seeds. This light is drawn into the Malchut in a hidden way, yet the souls come forth and are born from her, souls which are high and hidden, and the holy angels, wherein all the tzaddikim who have faith correct them and bring them in the tikkun of emunah with good deeds, that the service of God may the one be blessed. There are two types of consciousness which come from the lower unity of the Malchut, because she is included within the higher unity, first of all, in the hidden way, which is not at all revealed to the lower creatures, and secondly, in the revealed light through which souls and angels come forth and are born from the Malchut into the worlds. Although the Zohar is a little bit cryptic here, and we have to take it a little bit on trust, we can understand that it is teaching us some very profound truths. First of all, that it is through our actions, our words, and our prayers that divine light comes into the world. How we relate to what happens to us is important and affects what happens subsequently. As we have learnt in a previous talk, the essence of saying the Shema is the acknowledgement that God, in all the manifestations and actions of the One, both those that seem good to us and those that seem bad to us, that God acts with only one desire, and that is to give unconditional love to the created beings. Since we do not see God's goodness, and it's not revealed to us openly, we come to this declaration of faith When we say in actual practice, even when we are suffering, Baruch Shem Kavod Machuto Leolam Va'ed. These six words that we respond with are the words that belong to our level. They are words which transform even the worst of experiences into fruits and blessings. By our action of saying these words with all our heart, then the array of Sfirot invoked by the Shema is completed, and the light of God is no longer a potential of coming into the world, but comes into the world in actual practice and benefits all humanity. In this way, challenges change into opportunities, and growth ensues for all.